This article appeared in the winter 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Love Bus Heads to Des Moines by Jane Greer. On August 29th, nine lesbian couples boarded a bus in St. Paul, Minnesota, and drove nonstop to Des Moines, Iowa. They returned home later that day, happy, exhausted, and legally wed. The nine couples, all members of Unity Church Unitarian in St. Paul, traveled with friends, family, and their ministers, the Reverend Jan Eller Isaacs and the Reverend Rob Eller Isaacs, to First Unitarian Church in Des Moines, where they had a wedding ceremony. Same-sex marriage was made legal in Iowa effective April 24th. Although the marriages are legal in Iowa, they are not yet recognized in Minnesota. Of the nine couples aboard the bus, seven had already had a wedding or commitment ceremony before. One of the reasons that some chose to go through the ceremony again was for their children. This was the case for Laura and Linda Smidzik, who have two sons, 13 and 11. The couple, who had already had a wedding ceremony in 1991, had decided to go on the bus to support another couple without actually participating in the ceremony themselves. When they asked the boys if they would join them, the 13-year-old said, "Why should I go if you're not getting married?" He had a point, Laura Smidzik admitted. After he left the room, she turned to her partner Linda and said, "We've got to do it." And she said, "Yeah, we do." So we pulled out our old wedding vows and started to revise them. Rhonda and Kelly Kist, who had a commitment ceremony 11 years ago, had a similar experience with their 8-year-old son. "There was a moment when we thought, 'Why don't we just skip it?'" said Kelly Kist. "We asked our son, 'What would you think if you didn't have to go?' He just looked at us and said, 'Absolutely not. We have to do this.'" For many, the wedding ceremony wasn't just a sacred event. It was an act of social justice. After arriving in Des Moines, the bus drove to the state capitol, where a photo was taken of the group holding a banner saying, "Thank you, Iowa." For Teresa Redfern Hall, who has been with Joni Redfern Hall for 22 years, social justice was foremost in her mind when she signed up to go on the bus. "For myself and Joni, doing this in Iowa started out being more of a political statement," she said. "But it became so much more. I didn't expect it to be quite as moving, impactful, and spiritual as it turned out to be." Unity Church volunteers organized a reception for the group upon their return. 92109. Jane Greer is senior editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.